and they're like,
and they freaking,
they're mesh, and they
shoot you up.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the High Five with Cage Hartman. It's been too long. I missed you all. Haven't done an episode for a little bit. I'll take the blame for it. You know, there's been sicknesses that have happened. I've been away. It's been the holiday time. There's been a lot. But we're back. And I was supposed to have a young lady on today. I'm not going to say her name. I don't want to out her. But she couldn't make it.
She knows who she is.
She knows who she is. I hope, she knows who she is. She better watch this episode, the one that she's supposed to be on. So we're like, well, we got to do an episode. Can't not do it. So the case is like, should I just jump on? And I'm like, yeah. Why the heck not? You know, we got things we can talk about, right, Casey?
Yeah. Like how bright it is over here on the other side of the camera.
Yeah, it is. It is bright. We had, you might notice our interesting mic stands we got going on too. So things are good.
Yep.
Things are looking good. Casey, anything new happened in your life since you've been on the camera? Anything new and exciting?
New and exciting. I went to the snowboard event in Michigan.
Okay.
I don't know if I posted about it like every day on Instagram. You still probably missed it.
Your stuff doesn't come up on my feed. I don't know why.
I guess not. That's weird.
I like your stuff when I see it because it's usually bangers. But I didn't see it. How'd the Michigan thing go?
It was super fun. It was a private snowboard event. And like, we just went out there. We stayed in a house at this place called Pine Knob Hill.
Got it.
And it was about 10 or 12 of us Minnesota boarders.
I did see that on the gram.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds familiar. Because you rode with...
Jesse
Paul.
Yeah, if you
that's what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. I know who that is, but I was talking about Kristen.
Oh, K1. Oh, yeah. Do you follow her?
Yeah, I kind of know her a little bit. I've never met her in person, but she's like best friends with a cousin of mine. And
which cousin?
I
wonder if I know. This
Clarissa is her name.
Doesn't ring a bell. No.
Okay, but they went to high school together.
Is Clarissa a snowboarder too?
Nope.
Okay, that's why.
Yep. Yeah. So. Small world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's pretty cool.
Did you get any, win any trophies?
It wasn't a contest. It was a filming event. So we just filmed for 4 days straight.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, like, actually freaking exhausting.
Yeah.
Like, we had to get to the Earl Hill bright and early, 10 a.m. for snowboarders. That's really early.
Yeah.
And then you usually didn't actually start snowboarding until, like, 10:30.
Yeah.
And then you film until about 3 or 4.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Nice. So we got a little bit of filming done.
Mm-hmm.
Rode the knob.
Yep, the That's Pine good. Knob. Have you heard of that place?
Uh-uh. Where is it at?
Michigan.
Oh, that's right.
But it's near Detroit.
Oh, wow. It's a little
About an
away.
Hour west of Detroit.
Okay.
Yeah, it was quite the drive. Okay. Mm-hmm. On the way there, we drove up around the lake. And then, Lake Michigan, you know?
Yep.
You can picture that on map. And then on the way back, we drove below the lake through Chicago.
Okay.
My driver wouldn't let me stop at the Bean. I was pretty bummed.
At the Bean? Have you ever seen it before?
Nope, never seen
Honestly,
it.
Honestly, it sucks. It does,
really?
I mean, it's just literally just a big Bean.
I've
you've seen
pictures.
Photos of it, then you've seen it.
All right.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
That's all you need to see. But, yeah, like I said, it's been a while. Not that much new for me. I was in Park City, Utah, I guess, for a handful of days. Did some riding out there.
And
that
you
was,
went by yourself, right?
That was fun. I went by myself. I stayed in a hostel, which I had never done before. So that was kind of interesting.
How was that?
It was kind of weird. So it's there's six the hostel that I was at. There was six people to a room. So there's three sets of bunk beds.
Mm-hmm.
So I sat on the bottom bunk, and there's every night there was like different people in there staying. And for the most part, they're pretty cool. But it's just like there's six people sleeping in one room. So it's like all night long. It's just like farts and you know like moaning and groaning and. Snoring and coughing.
That's weird.
It's kind of weird. Honestly, it's not really for me. I'm not a huge hostel guy, I don't think, anymore.
Was that your first time?
That was my first time, yeah.
First and last now?
Potentially last. I don't know. We'll see. It wasn't that bad, but it was just kind of weird. The dude that was above me was, like, coughing really hard
one night. Oh, bunk
beds? Yeah, and then his cough evolved into, like, a gag. So he was above me, like, gagging, like, all night long. And I was just, like, waiting to get rained down on with puke. It never happened, thank God. But, no, it was cool. Utah was weird. I was telling Casey there were some weird drinking laws. out in Utah. So if you go to a bar restaurant, you can't have more than one drink unless you eat food. So like I went to the bar, had a drink, bartender came back when I was done. And he was like, oh, you want another drink? And I was like, yeah, sure, I'd probably take one more. He's like, okay, well, I can't serve you unless you order food. Too, I can't give you another drink. I was like, what? That's weird. He's like, yeah, Utah law, sorry. He's like, here, I'll hook you up, though. And then he slid a plate of cookies in front of me. And he's like, just eat a few of these cookies, and I'll get you another drink. I was like, jeez.
Nice. He found a loophole.
You guys are weird.
What a guy.
Yeah, no, it's cool.
Free cookies, too?
Free cookies. Oh. They're actually really good. I think he pulled them out of, like, a bag, though. I think they're, I don't know.
Like homemade or something?
No, not homemade.
Just, like, pulled out a bag of cookies from
his
pocket?
I think it was, like... one of those bags that you buy that are full of cookies. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
I don't know.
I can picture it.
Maybe I'm full of it.
Like grandma's cookies?
Kind of, yeah.
That brand?
Similar to that. It was cool, though. But yeah, good to be back on the podcast. Casey and I were talking. All of the questions that I had were relative to this girl that I was supposed to be having on. All right,
hit me. I got
so
it.
So we're just going to hit Casey with the questions.
What's the first question
right now? So this girl I was going to have on, she's big into fitness.
Mm-hmm.
So same. I was going to ask her questions about fitness. So, Casey, what do you do to stay fit?
I am anti-working out at the gym.
No offense
to people who do. I respect
interesting
that.
Take.
That's,
let's hear more.
That's, like, really cool. But I work out by, in the winter, I snowboard. In the summer, I skateboard. And then when I can't do either of those, I'll be out on the water surfing. And that's, like, my workout.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do push-ups at home when I'm feeling weak.
Got
and
it.
I look in the mirror and I look scrawny. I'm like, I got to go do some push-ups. So I go do some
so
push-ups.
So you just go pound out some push-ups? And
just here and there. I actually did some last night for the first time in a long time.
Oh, nice.
20. Pretty proud of
that. Yeah. Well, I mean, you seem to stay fit. So, I mean, who are we to say that you're not, you know, doing it right?
It's just, yeah, I don't know. You just got to keep moving.
Yeah.
Don't stop.
No, that's good.
Mm-hmm. That's my fitness for you.
That's good advice.
Mm-hmm.
What about your diet? Is your diet pretty good?
As you know, I'm a vegan.
Oh, that's right.
So...
that's probably a big
help,
actually.
So I think my diet's pretty damn good.
But here's the thing. Sometimes I think people are vegans and they don't eat food that's good. So someone told me, like, yeah, if you're a vegan, you can still eat Oreos. And I was like, so what, are you just eating Oreos all day then?
Yeah. No,
so
I'm,
do you do
I'm
you
not,
eat like
no.
like our potato chips vegan? Do you eat like Doritos all day?
No, I don't eat those. I was always healthy before I went vegan anyway. And I do understand that you can be healthy both ways, but being vegan kind of like forces you to be healthy. Like literally I just eat in the morning, I have a smoothie that I make every morning.
Got it.
I put fruit, bananas, not chia seeds, but what are the another kind of seeds?
Sunflower seeds, probably.
No. Oh, there's a certain type of seed that, flax seed.
Oh, like the oil.
Vegans need flax seed, or like we need omega-3s a little more than like you guys, because you get omega-3s from fish. But you can also get omega-3s from like nuts and stuff, but flax seed is very high in that, so I've been eating that.
Okay.
Almond milk.
I do like almond milk a lot.
Honey, peanut butter for the protein, and oats in the smoothie. That's my breakfast.
Okay.
And then lunch, I eat at the food court on campus, usually.
Is it vegan, though?
Oh, yeah. Just like I make a huge salad.
Is it like a burrito?
Well, they have a salad bar at the dining center, food court, same thing. But just make a salad with everything, every vegetable they have, and like nuts. Sometimes I put pasta in there. I just literally pile a plate full of food.
Yeah.
And it's fuel.
How do they, do you have to weigh it then? How do they know what you're?
Actually, I have a meal plan. So you just kind of get unlimited. It's pretty cool.
You can just eat whatever you want. Okay.
And then dinner time, same thing. Bunch of veggies, usually fry them up or bake them.
Do you eat eggs?
They go on my belly.
Are you one of those vegans that can eat eggs?
No, that's a vegetarian. Vegetarians don't eat meat, but they'll eat eggs and milk.
What's the harm in eating an egg, though? Is that really all that bad?
I don't know.
I feel like that's a victimless food.
No, I see you. Health-wise, they just got a bunch of cholesterol that you don't need, unless you eat the whites.
Mm.
Some people do that, right?
They I do that sometimes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Almost never. I
that sounds
kind of
gross,
like
though.
Eggs, but I have
I feel like
it.
The good part is the yellow part, if you're going to just eat an egg.
I actually don't like the yolk.
No?
I don't like it.
Okay. I kind of miss the yolk. That was good stuff.
Yeah, so but you could probably eat eggs, though.
No, I don't.
What do you mean? No, but you could if you wanted to, right?
Oh, yeah, like, obviously.
But
like,
again,
I can
like,
eat
you're,
whatever
not really,
I want.
You're not really killing anything by eating eggs.
The thing is, it's just the way that, like, the fact that you're relying on another animal to eat is just, like, kind of The idea of veganism is just, like, not touch animals and just, like, be...
Just let them.
Just let them be, you know? Not steal their eggs. Even though they don't really use their eggs, but...
Yeah, otherwise they're just going to spoil.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
That's why we need you to eat the eggs.
I don't like eggs, actually.
No? Okay.
No. I wish I did. So you can't
you
eat,
guys
like...
Have to eat the eggs.
Can you eat cake?
No, which also is a good part of being vegan, that I don't eat sweets all the time. But it also sucks, because I can't eat sweets when I want to.
What about, like, cookies? Because I feel like eggs are in cookies, right?
Yeah, nope. Usually you can't eat them unless, obviously, like, you make special vegan cookies. But, like, Third Street Bakery has a bunch of vegan cookies.
Oh,
I bought all there all the
time.
They
got some good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Just got to find the right places.
Okay.
And that is my health.
Your fitness?
Mm-hmm.
Your fitness outlay?
Just eat a lot of veggies, rice, noodles, bread.
Yeah. I think that's fine. Mm-hmm. That's all you got to do is just stay moving, right?
Damn right.
Yeah.
I know you keep moving.
Yeah, I keep moving. That's what I got.
What do you do? What do you, go through and tell me your daily, like, dietary?
So I don't eat breakfast.
Incorrect.
No,
you
what
must
do you
eat
mean
breakfast.
Incorrect? No, I don't. I kind of intermittent fast. I'm not super, like...
On purpose?
Dedicated to it. Kind of on purpose. But also, I'm just not hungry in the morning. So I don't eat breakfast in the morning because I just don't want to eat anything.
That's fair.
So I usually eat for the first time around noon, and kind of depending on what my day looks like, sometimes I'm out showing houses all day, so I don't really have an opportunity to go home and, like, cook foods. So if that's the case, then I'll almost always get a sandwich from somewhere. Either Great Harvest or Jimmy John's, Herbert's and Gerbert's, or Subway.
Okay. What is Great Harvest? Is that
always
like
a sandwich
thing?
It's a bakery. But they have really good sandwiches.
Okay.
And they're sort of quick.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always what I eat for lunch. And then dinner, I usually cook something at home. And it's usually chicken, asparagus, jasmine rice, and peppers put into a thing.
Jasmine, I'm a big fan of jasmine
rice. I cook the same exact meal every day. That's what I have at home right now. That's what I'm going to be eating for dinner tonight, mm-hmm. is that exact meal that I just talked about.
Red.
So I'm not, like, super good with my diet,
but
I'm conscious of what I'm eating.
Yeah.
Like, I never do, like, Burger King or McDonald's, mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. occasionally I'll toss in a Qdoba burrito.
Oh, those, you can't go wrong there. Those are good for you.
Those are good.
They
those
got
are really
a bunch
good.
Of veggies in it.
And then occasionally, probably a couple times a week, I eat out for dinner. Also, almost always Tavern on the Hill.
All right.
In which case, I get a chicken tender melt with sweet potato fries.
And Millie is serving you there?
Nope, she's not a server. She's usually there, though. No, she's a manager, so she'll bounce around. She'll come by and say hello.
Hi, Millie.
Hey, Millie. If you're
watching
this, she's not going to be happy. Millie
told me. We should have trusted that. Sorry.
I know. Millie told me she wanted to be on the 20th episode, and here we are on the 20th episode, and she clearly is not here. She was not the girl I was supposed to have on that bail, though. That was somebody else. You know who you are.
Well, Millie will have to come for the 21st, then. Or no, you already have someone lined up.
I think I have somebody lined up, yeah.
22nd.
Maybe she can come for the 30th.
What? We're waiting that long?
I don't know. Well, what? I guess maybe 25.
No, 22, like Taylor Swift, you know?
Yeah.
That's a big date.
That's true. Well, this girl who was supposed to come on today said that she maybe would come on in 2 weeks. So she would maybe be 22. But I don't know. Now I'm kind of nervous because what if she said she's going to come on again? And then all of a sudden you and I just end up doing an episode like we are right now.
What's wrong with this?
This is fine. I'm not upset about it.
No. Yeah.
But it's just, you know, you schedule it and you have questions lined up specific to a person. But fortunately, you're here to answer all the questions.
Mm-hmm.
Next, let's talk about the Super Bowl halftime show. So I had to kind of inform you about this. You hadn't really heard about it.
But I did watch it.
But you watched it. And there's a lot of people that were upset and that said that it was really inappropriate. Do you think it was inappropriate?
No. I thought it was the most mellow halftime show, which is why I didn't like it. I didn't think it was like... anything crazy, you know what I mean?
What about when they were, like, shaking their butts into the cameras?
That's, like, classic. Shakira is, like, a belly dancer. That's what they do, right?
They had some close-ups on some crotch, I think, even.
Really?
I think they had some crotch close-ups.
Okay, I did see J-Lo's crotch
one time.
There was one
shot where I think it was J-Lo who was doing some pretty suggestive things with her tongue.
No, it was...
Or was that Alicia Keys?
No, I thought it
was Alicia Keys. Was Alicia Keys there?
No, it was Shakira when she was like...
Yeah.
That meme that went around, did you see that? That was hilarious. Is that the suggested thing.
I saw a meme that suggested that she was showing everybody how to eat ass.
I don't think that's what they were doing. I think she was just having fun. I'm mad at anyone who thinks that show is inappropriate. There's been way worse things on TV.
Yeah. You think people are too sensitive about that?
Yeah. I think we're all just very scared to do anything sexual.
Do you think there's any harm in a little bit of booty shaking in front of millions of people?
I don't think so. I don't know. I feel like that's like the normal in our society now. Twerking. Everyone twerks.
What do you think is the... I've twerked, yeah.
See, we've all tried it.
I don't want to twerk, but I had to do it a few weeks ago for a dare for something. I know it's a long story. It's not worth getting into. But what do you think these people are worried are going to happen? Or, like, what are they worried is going to happen to their children if their children see videos of these 50-year-old women shaking their butts into the camera?
That's a good question. I don't
what
know
do you think they? What do you think they think might happen?
Like, the worst outcome?
You think they may have sex before they're ready to have sex because they watched Shakira do suggestive things with her tongue on camera?
No, I don't really think anything would change. You know what I mean? Like you said.
What if they catch them making out with a dog or something like that? And they're like, okay,
that would
not
be the outcome.
This is pretty obvious
Shakira,
where they got this idea.
Is Shakira a dog? No.
Why is Jimmy tongue in the dog? Well, he saw Shakira on TV.
Damn Shakira. Maybe.
I really do wonder, though. I wonder, like, what they think is going to happen when the kids see that.
Yeah.
And you and I were joking, like, they probably, like, I saw some lady, like, comment on one of the posts, and she was like, I didn't even let my 13-year-old son watch. I made him go to his room and not watch. And I told you, I was like, yeah, he probably went to his room and pulled up Pornhub.
He for sure did.
Yeah, he's like, oh, not my son, not him. He's not watching that on TV.
Way worse things than Shakira
and
Jason. And
then he goes into his room and Googles just, like, borderline demonic things, probably.
Yup.
Kids are sick.
Yep.
I think parents they're blind to it sometimes, but I'll tell you what, your 13, 14, 15-year-old son, dude's got issues.
Yep.
He probably seems fine on the surface, but there's some weird things going on in his mind.
Yeah. Like Big Mouth. Have you seen Big Mouth?
I've seen Big Mouth. Mm-hmm. I love that show.
That show's spot on.
Yep.
I've only seen a couple episodes, but like those hormone monsters, hilarious.
Yeah.
Because it's so true.
They are. It's a weird time. I can't speak on behalf of the women because I didn't go through puberty as a woman, so I don't really know if it's the same thing. I imagine it's probably similar, though. They probably are weirdos, too.
Yep.
They're probably weird.
We're all weird.
But like, it's kind of related to how a lot of people won't let their children play like Call of Duty because they're concerned about the violence on those kind of games. But like, what do you think is going to happen? Do you think that there have been more crimes because Call of Duty and Fortnite and all these games that...
I don't think so, because all my friends play those games.
So I played a lot of Red Dead Redemption and Call of Duty when I was growing up, and I've never really done anything aggressive with a gun.
The only reason I'd be against my kids playing Call of Duty is because it'll just make them lazy and like sit on the couch all day. I'd rather have them outside playing, you know what I mean? That's
but also, you could argue that esports are really taking off.
Esports?
Yeah.
Like gaming?
Yeah, like competitive gaming.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that are making a lot of money they played video games.
If that's what they want to do, that's cool. But like I said, you got to keep moving. Don't sit down all day.
I agree with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But some people, though, like, I wouldn't let my kids, like, play Call of Duty. It's rotting their brain. And then they just sit and watch TV all afternoon, which I think actually might be worse because it's less mentally engaging, probably.
True that.
It's more of a mindless act. Where, like, these things that you're doing, like, with your controller when you're playing a video game, I think it's, like, it's insane. Like, if you ever, like, just...
You're right.
Like, look down at your hands when you're playing a video game and, like, the amount of motion that's, like, going on and, like, the coordination that's involved in that, it's actually really impressive.
It is amazing, because whenever I try to play a video game, I suck at it.
It's like playing an instrument, kind of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got a point.
Yeah. So, I tip my hat to these kids. I say keep playing. Mm-hmm. Also, maybe... Do something physical, I guess. I don't know what they should do.
We should go snowboarding.
Go snowboarding.
Yep.
Okay, so we talked about Super Bowl halftime show.
What was the next question? What about, did you watch the game?
Yeah, I watched it. Mm. I thought it was pretty uneventful up until like the last 7 minutes of the game. And I was rooting for the Chiefs, so I was really excited to see them come back and win it. It's crazy. Patrick Mahomes, 24 years old, wins the Super Bowl.
Damn.
Yeah.
Is that young for NFL?
I think so, isn't it? Well, yeah. Not necessarily for NFL, but I guess to be like a starting QB that wins the Super Bowl. That seems young.
I can't imagine.
And he's on the cover of Madden 20.
That is crazy.
And he wins the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
That dude's getting chicks.
Yeah.
That dude.
He's set.
Yeah. Did you see his little brother is TikTok famous?
Nah. For what?
For just dancing in front of the camera.
Like just one video, or is he like?
No, and like he makes videos every day.
Oh, I'd love to see this.
So you can see him like at the Super Bowl, and his brother is in the background, like getting the thing, and he's like just in the front, like doing TikTok dances like that.
What's his name?
I can't remember his first name. But if you searched on TikTok for like Mahomes, I think he's like 16 or 17 years old. He's like a 16 or 17 year old gay kid who's TikTok famous, and then his brother is like just won the Super Bowl. Yeah,
that is quite the contrast.
That is quite the contrast.
Yeah,
that's
like that. That's sick.
Almost complete opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it's kind of cool. There's a lot of people are like bad mouthing him and stuff constantly when he posts stuff, because like the dances he does are kind of weird, and it's like the same dances every TikTok person does, and they're all weird.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, well, people, every time he does one, he gets like 30 million views.
Yeah, that's
on
what
it.
People like.
So, yeah, you can bash it all you want, but the market doesn't lie.
And he's probably making money off of it?
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know how, but probably.
It's weird, like, you become famous on an app like that, you somehow start making
start
money.
Making
I don't get
money.
It.
I don't know exactly. I think they're, because I haven't ever seen him, like, push products or anything like that. So I don't know if maybe TikTok.
So you're a fan, you follow him?
Pays him? I don't follow him. I don't follow him, and I wouldn't consider myself a fan, just because I'm not really entertained by the things that he does. The people that I follow on TikTok, they don't get quite as many views, but I think that they're funny.
Yeah.
But all of the big people, all they do is just stand in front of the camera and just like do dances with their arms,
and
they get like tens of millions of views on each video.
My little cousins in junior high love that shit. It's so weird. And so for Christmas, we all made a TikTok, and it was kind of fun.
Nice. Did it get a lot of views?
I don't know. It was on their account, not mine.
Oh, okay.
But I have the video. I could show you.
So later. You have a TikTok account, though?
No, I don't. But, like, I have... She, like, sent me the raw video so I can keep it forever.
Do you think you'll get one?
Yeah, I've been thinking about it.
I think you should. Honestly, it's really fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. Do you make any?
I pull clips from the High Five and I put it on my
my
account. But, they, I mean, they all get, like, 600 views when I put them on there.
What?
TikTok, my TikTok stuff gets more views than anything else. Yeah, that's why it's so easy to get views on TikTok.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Why? I guess because videos are short, so people can watch more
videos.
Well,
it might be getting slowly worse now. TikTok is starting to get really huge. But there's just so many more people like consuming the content on TikTok than there are people making content on TikTok.
Ah.
So for that reason, it's in favor of the people making the content right now. You can put something out, and, I mean, it can suck, and then you can get 30,000 views.
Damn.
On it.
That's fun.
Yeah. Like, it just doesn't even need to be that good. So I was like, okay, why not? I'll toss some stuff up there and see what happens.
Yeah.
And then my first video got, like, 700 or 800 views on it overnight, and I woke up and I was
Sweet.
Like, oh, my God.
What else you got? So you got TikTok. Instagram is for you, but you also post stuff from
here
and
there. I post some clips
there. You got Spotify. You got iTunes. You
Spotify,
got YouTube.
iTunes, Google Play.
What? What is that?
I don't know. It automatically uploads it to, like, Google Play. Or
okay.
Maybe it's not Google Play. It's Google something.
I thought, is Google just, like, a part of YouTube now? Is
I don't think we have. I think we have a total of 2 views or 2 listens on Google Play.
That would make sense.
For the High
and
Five.
Probably you.
No, I don't even know how to get there. I think our most is...
Maybe it's like...
It's close between iTunes and YouTube.
Are the most views?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Some episodes, they're listened to way more, and some episodes are watched way more.
Okay.
Yeah. But you gotta post, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then Facebook. Facebook has some, too.
Oh, yeah.
We get quite a few views on the Facebook
I think I
clips.
Just counted 8 platforms you're on. You're
that's
good.
A lot.
That's a hustle right there.
That's a hustle.
Wow.
Okay. So one of the questions I was going to ask her is, what's the perfect way for a guy to hit on you?
I could help with
Do
this.
Do you want to answer that?
Yeah.
All right. Paint a picture for me. Paint a scenario.
I don't know. because I've never really been hit on. Sadly, come on, people.
Yeah, step up.
I go to the Flame every once in a while with my straight friends, and they get hit on more than me. It pisses me off.
Yeah, I feel like I've been hit on by guys before. Mm-hmm. I got hit on, actually, a couple of weeks ago. That's kind of an interesting story. Some dude asked me out on a date. I was at the Reef with my actual girlfriend, which is the first time I'm saying this on the podcast. Mm-hmm. I have a girlfriend now.
Congrats.
Yeah, exciting. Mm-hmm.
We'll see how that goes.
Oh, rude. but no, we were at the Reef, and this dude who I know that I consider a friend. I don't know if he watches the podcast or not, but for some reason I like see him all over the place. Mm-hmm. So I saw him like across the bar, and I was like, oh, hey, what's going on? And then he like ran over there, and he was really drunk, but he came over and like started talking to me, and he's like, Gage, we should like exchange numbers. And I was like, okay, yeah, I guess I don't really see the harm in that, I suppose. And then we did that, and then he was like, you know, actually we should grab lunch, I think, in the next couple of days. And I was like, yeah, sure.
Still sounds like that's normal, right?
Yeah, I don't know, but and I kind of thought it was too. But then he walked away, and then everybody that I was with was like, whoa. What the hell was that? And I was like, what do you mean? It's just a friend of mine came over and he said he wants to get lunch. They're like, no, there was way more going on. He wants to do more than get lunch with you. So I guess he must have used a tone.
How did they know? What?
That I didn't pick up on. I don't know. And
again, did you ever go get lunch with him?
No, I didn't. No. So it's actually a little refreshing that you're saying that it's not a big deal, because that's kind of what I thought at first. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't know, he's just like a cool dude, and I guess I see him all over the place, and he said he wanted to grab lunch. Sure.
If you wanted a date, you asked for dinner, right? No one asked for lunch.
I don't know, do they? I'm not really sure.
No. Mm-hmm.
But everybody that I was with said, like, dude is vibing on you, and they're like, he just went along with it. She's like, oh, geez.
Do they even know if he's gay? What if he's not gay?
He is definitely gay. Oh, okay. He's like one of those people where it's like, I wonder if he's gay. Like, no, you know he's gay, for sure.
The other thing is, I feel like you wouldn't. You're clearly straight. Does he watches your podcast?
I don't know. You wouldn't. See, that's ask the thing a straight too. Is a lot of people. Sometimes people don't think that I'm straight, which I feel like I don't know. I mean, I don't like try to not put out a straight vibe. But
who told you that? That's funny.
My parents call me gay all the time, and I think that when I was going through puberty, they thought that I was gay because I never had any girlfriends, but it was just because I was late to go through puberty, and I was chubby and had a difficult time picking up girls. But I remember there was one time that my dad was, he's like, so you got, and I was like 14 years old, and he's like, so you got like any girlfriends or anything like that? And I was like, no. He's like, any boyfriends? And I was like, no. He's like, well, are you gay? He's like, if you're gay, it's fine. And I was like, no, I'm not gay.
Wow.
I'm like, geez. I'm like, just because I can't get a girlfriend, all of a sudden everybody freaking thinks I'm gay.
Well, your dad sounds pretty cool. I wish my dad told me that.
He is cool,
yeah.
He's like, no. He's like, I don't care if you do. And even now my parents are like, Gage, we don't care if you're gay. And I'm like, I'm not gay. I was like, why does everybody think I am?
Poor guy.
I don't know. I mean, it doesn't like hurt my feelings. I mean, it's not necessarily an insult, I guess. But I am trying to think of another example of somebody. I don't know. I feel like there have been a couple of times.
Okay, I have an example.
I've had, like, my butt grabbed or something.
That's funny because my boyfriend used to be jealous. He would be, like, he would see me texting. He's like, why are you always texting Gage? Like, who is this guy?
Oh, and great.
He, like, looked you up online. He's like, is he gay? And he's like, I was like, no.
That's funny. All right, paint me a picture. What does he think is an ideal? Like, if you were out somewhere, what is a pickup line some dude would use to pick you up?
They just came up and said, damn, you fine.
Oh, God, really?
Anything
that would work?
Yeah.
Any compliment?
And I'd want them to be, like assertive about it and know that they're hitting on me.
Yeah. I feel as guys, we're pretty simple. Because I feel like the same way. Like, if a chick came up to me, she wouldn't. There's not a lot that she could say that would mess it up for her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she could come up and be like, your haircut is dumb. And I'd be like, okay, what's going on here? I think there's something going on between the two of us. Like, you could say almost anything, I think. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
The one thing I wouldn't like, though, is one time I was at the okay, I did get hit on one time, and there was this dude come up, and it was all, like, kind of touchy. Like, he put his hand on my back and stuff like that. That was weird, and I was like, whoa.
So you don't like it?
I'm a stranger. You can't just, like, touch me out of nowhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. And I just kind of had to swerve, you know?
Yeah.
But would you like to get touched by a girl?
I don't know. I think I'm not sure. I mean, I've had girls like come up and like slap me on the butt who I didn't know who mm-hmm. they were, and I was like, oh sweet. I was like, this is kind of cool.
I guess it depends who it is, because like the dude that was hitting on me, I wasn't into anyway, so mm-hmm. it was weird. But I guess if he was like my type, then I'd be like, okay.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah, that's interesting. It's a different point of view. I wonder how your answer would have differed from the girl that we were supposed to have on here.
Yeah, I don't know what they would say.
I bet she would have said something like, just come up to me and be nice. I feel like that's what girls mm-hmm. always say when you're like, what's the perfect pickup line? They're like, just come up and ask me my name and be nice. Whether or not that's the truth.
See, I'd rather have them get straight to the point. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I dig you. Okay. That was good. I think we covered some good ground there. Oh, here we go. You know the what would you do in this situation?
Oh, I'm excited. I never got to play
this. I have one written out. So, let's play the game.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do in this situation? So, for those of you watching who maybe haven't seen it, let me actually explain the rules of the game quick. So, the name of the game is what would you do in this situation? So, what I do is I spell out a scenario, and Casey needs to tell me what he would do realistically in that situation. Are you fully understanding
the rules? Oh, I know the rules. I've seen this before.
Okay.
But I'm worried that these are usually like a paragraph long. I'm going to have to focus for like 5 seconds on what you're saying.
It's kind of long, but it's a pretty simple idea. So what would you do in this situation? So do you understand the rules here? So I'm going to spell out the situation, and you tell me what.
It's not hard. I get it. It's in the name.
The rules are kind of in the name of the game. All right. I'm sorry. I'm just messing around. All right. What would you do in this situation? So you're walking down the street, and you see what appears to be a stray dog on the sidewalk. You walk up to the dog with intentions on petting it, but as you do, the dog shows his teeth and then seems to murmur something under his breath. Shocked, you say to the dog, "Did you just say something?" He then says louder, "You have awful breath, and I wish you would stay away from me." He then holds up his little doggy paw and gives you the middle finger. So that's the situation. Do you continue to speak to the dog who miraculously can speak English, but is also very rude, or because he's so rude, do you just keep walking?
I would for sure continue to speak to that dog. That'd be so tight.
But now, keep in mind, this dog will never stop being an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
So if you keep him, it's going to be nonstop, like, insults and just being rude.
I would not mind a sassy dog. I would for sure keep this dog.
You would keep
it? I would feed it. And
even though...
I would give it shit for its dog breath, because I'm sure that dog does
He may even ruin your life. Because everybody that you introduce him to, he's going to insult them. I mean, it's always going to be bad.
You know, that's just like any other gay dude I met. So it's the same thing.
So it sounds like
this dog must have some... nice sass. I like it.
But it's more than sass, though. He's full out an asshole. All
right.
He just happens to be a dog. All
right. I told you what I'd do. That's what I do. I don't care. It's a talking dog.
I know. You're probably right. I think that's probably the right answer.
Yeah.
I kind of wondered. I was like, well, I don't know. Maybe some people are like, I would love to have a talking dog. But, I mean, if he's just going to be an asshole all the time, then...
You can always put a muzzle on him.
Maybe, but...
Then he just mumble the whole time.
Yeah, then he's just mumbling and
murmuring under his breath.
Yeah, he's probably like farting on your sandwiches and.
Yep. You thought about this?
Sabotage. Well, I'm just thinking about it now.
No, I mean like you made that scenario.
I made this scenario up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe that's the only like reasonable answer, because it's like, okay, yeah, it's a talking dog, so.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
You can maybe get this
just
talking
dog TikTok
famous.
Just keep walking
TikTok
and pretend
famous.
Like you never met it. Yeah, that's actually a really good point. You can get the dog TikTok famous.
Yeah, and then profit off the dog.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. I hear you.
Dude, we can bring it on the talk show.
Bring it on the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Talk show. Podcast.
Yeah. No, you're totally right. There's no way that you don't bring the dog home.
Yeah.
Okay.
This one's entertaining.
It took me longer to explain the rules of the game, I think, than for you to come and draw a conclusion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good thing you explained
the rules. The thing with that game, though, is that it's, I don't know, the rules get kind of confusing and not everybody fully understands the rules of the game. Do you think, or do you think it's pretty simple?
I think it's pretty simple, but maybe I just catch on quick.
Maybe it's because you're a mathematics
major.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm very logical.
Okay. Well, then let's just move on to the next thing. I mean, that was apparently really easy. Do you have any major pet peeves?
Yes.
Okay, let's hear it.
I was just talking about this today. My roommates will do stupid shit. Like, my roommate made a cake in this big pan.
Probably can't eat it, though.
No, I don't eat it. Well, actually, no, I didn't eat this cake. But that's not the point. Made a cake, ate the cake, and there's like the cake was just like stuck to the bottom of the pan and everything. Like a normal person would like wash it,
rinse it out,
hand wash it, scrape and put it. But no, they just put the cake in the dishwasher or the cake pan in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
The dishwasher was not gonna scrape that off for you. It was not gonna do anything.
Okay.
And I needed that pan, and I went in the dishwasher, and I was like, oh my god, who did
this? It's all caked and cake.
And then I had to hand scrub it and scrape it so just so I could bake some potatoes. That's your pet peeve. And my roommates do that all the time. They just put shit in the dishwasher thinking that it's going to magically scrape itself off in the dishwasher.
How many roommates do you have?
Eight.
Eight?
And they're all stupid.
Oh, my God.
And I hope they're watching. They know they're stupid.
You have eight?
Yeah.
And they're all, like, 21 or 22 years old, probably?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Holy crap. So you've probably got, like, the typical, like, dude's fraternity house kind of thing where like everything is a mess all the time. Mm-hmm. And
exactly,
you can
it's worse than a frat house, I swear.
Really?
Because
you see like memes and stuff of like the frat house where like the toilets are gross, the entire house,
the toilets are disgusting.
There's like old pizza boxes and like empty beers all over the place. You think you're gonna miss that though?
I'm gonna miss them when we all depart ways.
Do you guys ever hang out, like, so there's nine of you total, or there's eight of you total?
Eight.
Do you guys ever hang out, like, all eight of you?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We're all, like, really good friends.
Do you go, like, to eat sometimes?
No.
Like, table for eight?
They're all so cheap. We do not go out to eat. We maybe go out to Burrito Union every once in a while.
What kind of things do you do as a group, though? With eight of you?
We throw parties sometimes.
Okay. At your house?
Yeah. We all snowboard, so we all snowboard together.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
We're kind of like a cult. Or click, however you want to look at it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll go with click.
Mm-hmm. I kind of like the sound of cult.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, and I lived in a house with six people one time.
That's still a lot.
It was five dudes and one girl.
Was it like a frat house?
Yeah, it was, I don't know, it would get pretty bad. I would say we were probably better than most. Mm-hmm. There was a couple of the people that lived there that were... They were very clean, so they were constantly, like, cleaning it. And I definitely wasn't the messiest, but I definitely wasn't the cleanest of the group.
I'm assuming the girl probably helped keep it clean a lot, right? Not to be sexist.
She actually, I wouldn't have said she's one of the cleaner ones.
Really?
She was, well, she was definitely one of the cleaner ones, but she wasn't the cleanest, for sure. Yeah.
I just feel like whenever we go to our lady friends' houses, they're always so clean compared to our house.
Yeah, girls do a good job.
Usually,
there'll be like five or six of them living in a house, and I feel like they clean it every day.
Except they have the most drama.
Oh yeah, they hate each other all the time. Mm-hmm. When we lived with a group of like the five or six dudes or whatever, it was, we almost never had any issues.
Yeah, no.
Occasionally there would be like two guys that were mad at each other, but that would be over in like 3 days.
Yeah.
Whereas girl, I've never ever heard of female roommates that haven't hated each other at some point or ended up hating each
other. It's so funny.
Have you ever heard of that?
Of them not hating each other? No.
Of a group of female roommates that don't eventually hate each other?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's weird.
I wonder why that is.
They're like cats.
Why do you think that is? Mm-hmm. What do you think is different about girls that...
I think...
That if you put them together, eventually they'll hate each other.
I don't know. I think they're just... Girls are have more pressure than guys. In, like, all aspects of life.
What? That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a political answer. Do you mean that?
Yeah.
How do they have more pressure?
Okay, well, actually, I was just talking about this with one of my friends. They were just saying how, like, girls are more pressured to, like, look nice and blah, blah, blah. I'm like...
They put that on themselves, though.
No, society puts that on them.
No, society's not putting anything on that. They put that on themselves.
Yes, they do.
No, there could be, like this girl who was coming on my podcast, she probably was planning on, like I don't know, prettying herself up to some extent and coming on here. But she could have walked in here, like, hair uncombed, sweatpants, sweatshirt, and I literally would not have thought, like, twice about it.
No,
like,
I know.
I'm like, just, hey. What's up?
No, we wouldn't have cared, but just society trains girls as...
Who is society, then? I feel like we are part of the society.
It's like... No, it's not us. It's like...
Who do you think it is?
It's your discourse, how you are raised when you grow up. Like, the movies you watch, the TV shows you watch, going to school, your job, everything. I don't know. You're just expected to, like, look and act a certain way.
But I don't know. I feel like females put that on themselves, though.
No.
I don't think it's as bad as
males.
They
if anything, males are the ones that put it on them.
I don't care what a girl wears. I don't even pay attention to it. It
doesn't matter what you think. It's what, like, the general, just how they're raised.
But I feel like I'm not necessarily an outlier in that.
I don't know.
All the time, guys actually get in trouble for not noticing the things
True.
That girls are doing.
You're right. It's
so,
weird.
Like, for example, my girlfriend, who's likely watching this, recently, she told me for a while, she's like, I'm going to be getting my hair done on this day. So, like, every day that went by, leading to it, eventually that day came and went. And then she, like, came
over. You
should
have put that on your calendar.
And she got, and then she's like, well, what do you think? And I was like, oh, my God, I have no idea what you're talking about right now. Because I legitimately couldn't remember. And, I mean, her hair was different, but it wasn't that different. Mm-hmm. So I didn't, like, notice it.
What, she cut, like, a centimeter off?
No, she, like, she dyed, like, part of it blonde or got highlights or she's probably watching this getting mad at me. I'm sorry. See, so like I didn't even notice that, like,
you
this
still don't even remember
I didn't
what
even
it was.
Notice yeah see that's how little and like that's a pretty well-known fact that like guys get in trouble for not noticing the things
there.
That girls do. So that's just a great example of like them putting pressure on themselves to do these things, because I don't feel like we are putting pressure.
Yeah, I never thought about it like that. I don't know.
On girls for it. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there are just as many guys that are like going into magazines with like fitness magazines who have their shirts off and they're like completely shredded.
True.
And
we do feel pressure in a way, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't really feel the pressure. I think
that's weird that we started talking about that.
We're talking about
why girls fight, and that's
I know, but I think that's
that was my
I think
answer.
That that's
I regret
an interesting
saying
topic.
That now.
It's kind of something that like I don't know. It's something that kind of irritates me a little bit.
Damn, I get it.
I shouldn't
I'm
say
usually
irritates
like
me.
Pro,
I don't,
I'm usually
I don't really
pro
care,
anything
but.
Feminist, and I just like hop
yeah.
on their side. So
See,
I'm guilty of that. Sorry.
Yeah. Well,
you,
I mean,
you got a
you
good
gotta,
point.
Like really because
it's
easy to just say like society puts all its pressure, but I'm like. Like, here we are, society. Like, we are a part of society, and I don't feel like I put any pressure on women. And I can't think of a single guy that, like, if a girl wore something out and it didn't match, he'd be like, whoa, she is an idiot.
You're right.
What
guys,
is she thinking
guys don't
wearing
give a
that
fuck.
Here?
Weird.
Like,
yeah.
You literally, we do not care. Like, mm-hmm. We literally don't care. They put the pressure on themselves, and maybe there's a bunch of girls watching this going, oh, Gage,
okay.
You don't get it.
Think about it this
How
way, though.
How could you get it?
Think about it this way. They market makeup for women, not guys. That's why one aspect of why women feel pressured.
Well, they market it to themselves.
No. You don't see women you don't see males them selling makeup to males. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well we don't well that's but it's also it's not the males like pressuring the women to wear the makeup, is what I'm saying. If my girlfriend never wore makeup ever, I would never be like, so are you gonna like start wearing makeup again or what's the deal there? But like the only people that care if I think sometimes it's irritating when a girl has to put makeup on because then you gotta wait for them to put all the makeup on.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's probably why
I actually see a lot of guys complain about makeup because then you don't really know what a girl looks like because she spent an hour and a half like literally changing her face with like all this makeup and stuff. I've heard that way more than I have heard, like, oh my God, she seriously came here without putting foundation on? Oh my God, what was she thinking?
Yeah, but why do girls put on makeup?
Because they put the pressure on themselves.
No, it's because they're raised to think that they have to wear makeup when they go into the world. That's why they put on makeup.
Maybe, but it was their own mothers that taught them how to put makeup on.
Yeah, and those mothers' mothers taught them that, and those mothers'
right,
mothers
Right, so again,
that.
That's just
but
more
that's
examples
just...
of them putting the pressure on themselves. It's not like society. Like,
no,
you
that
don't
is
have
that
to.
Is society though. I don't know. It's not like a specific mother. It's everyone's mother. And
I
just
guess.
TV and everything. I don't know.
Do they though? But I feel like the. Do the mothers pressure the girls to start wearing makeup?
Maybe not.
I don't really know. I actually don't know the answer.
It's not the mothers.
Because I feel like I've heard stories of like girls actually getting in trouble because they got caught wearing makeup when they were like 14 or 15 or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I feel like they maybe reach an age where they feel like they have to wear makeup.
But why do they feel like they have to wear makeup? Because society tells them to.
No, that's
you need
crazy.
To get,
they
you need
tell
to get
themselves
that. In your head,
that.
Man. No, they
I don't.
What, they're just making this out
who
of thin air?
Who is society? I think society is somebody that you're making up.
No.
I don't think that's a real.
Okay.
I don't think that's
culture.
A real thing.
It's our culture, then.
It is,
it
is our culture.
Yeah.
I won't deny that.
That's the
but
same
but
thing
the thing is I don't think that it's like a necessary. I don't know. I don't think
it's
like a necessary thing.
We don't need makeup. It's stupid. But our culture thinks that we do. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. But I don't like the thing where everyone says, like, women are like, oh, you guys are lucky. You don't feel all this pressure that we feel as females. I'm like, stop.
I don't know. I think you need to look more into that. I think you need to give women a break.
I think they need to give us a break.
What?
We're always in trouble for something.
You're right. We are in trouble.
Yeah, we get in trouble all the time. I mean, think about, like, there are, like, commercials, like bashing guys and, like, saying that, like, oh, guys are pigs. Like, that, like, deodorant commercial that came out. I'm not saying I disagree with it or whatever.
Wait,
like,
I didn't see it.
Not was, deodorant. Was that? At the shave one. Where they're like, boys will be boys. Boys will be boys. And they're like, boys should not be boys.
Oh, I didn't see that.
It was like a... It was geared against men. Saying like it was saying men need to change, essentially.
Was it on the NFL?
Which I'm not saying I agree or I disagree with it, but I'm just saying if we ever put out a commercial saying like girls need to change, could you imagine? They're like, oh, weird. Girls need to change. Like, could you imagine?
I think
we. So I feel
problems.
Like we need to like look at like the facts of like okay, I know you think that, but can you give me an example that like supports it?
I bet they could.
And maybe they could.
I'm pro woman.
I mean, I'm pro women
out there.
Too.
I'm on your side.
Obviously, like I'm not gonna pretend like I'm like against women.
You're just somewhere in the between. You're.
Well, no, I'm not even in between. I'm pro. I'm pro human being. I'm just saying, like, if they're gonna like dish things out to us, and then just like pretend that we put pressure on them to do all these things. I'm not sure that that's true.
All right.
Probably a very unpopular opinion.
Yeah.
If anybody's listening, everyone's probably like,
I think
oh
you're
my god.
Some angry comments.
I hope so. And I would, and maybe I'm
going to be one of the angry comments.
Maybe I'm, this is the way that I see it though. Maybe I'm wrong. I would love to, if anybody's watching this and they completely disagree with what I'm saying and they're angry at me for it, rather than just staying angry at me for it, reach out to me. Say, hey, Gage, can I come on the podcast? I would love to prove you wrong because I'd love to be proved wrong. If I'm wrong, come on here. Let's talk about it. That's the way that society should be. You shouldn't just be hiding behind their things like, oh, my God, can you believe what he said about women? He is a sexist pig. Like, okay, well, come on here. Rather than just calling me names because I never called anybody a name, but all of a sudden I'm getting called names. Like, come on here and let's talk about it.
I like that.
Doesn't that seem fair?
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
I think so, too.
I like that.
That's good. I'm glad that...
All right.
You got your chance to bash women for the day.
Mm-hmm. Me?
Yeah, I'm
what?
I'm just kidding. Nobody was bashing women. We love women.
Damn right.
I love them. All right. Moving on to something that maybe won't get me in trouble. If you could live in another time, do you think you would?
Yes. Does it have to be in the future or the past?
Good point.
I'm assuming you were talking about the past.
I was thinking of the past, but I just hadn't really thought about the future.
I guess
it's
harder to say the future because you don't know what the future people
That's a good point.
I've always thought that I wanted to live in, like, the hippie era, like, the 60s.
Okay.
Sounds pretty rad.
Yeah.
Just, like, going out and protesting for everything sounds kind of fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Society.
Just being mad at, I just want to go yell at society.
It's Casey versus society.
There's not much
time.
To yell at anymore.
Yeah.
We're coming out of things.
No way. There's plenty to
there's
yell
still
at.
More to yell at.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just lazy.
Society. What would you have been just protesting against war? You think,
I would have been
Vietnam?
Protesting Vietnam all day.
I think that makes sense, though. I guess I don't really know history probably well enough, but it seems like we shouldn't have been in Vietnam.
No, we probably shouldn't have. I don't know much about it either, but
there's
if the
probably
not,
more than
if the
we
hippies,
know.
I just think war sucks in the first place. No one's a winner.
Yeah, I don't think anybody likes war, even
no.
people that choose to do it. But. Mm-hmm. For some reason, they see it as necessary. Were you nervous you were going to get drafted during the whole Iran?
No.
Iran thing?
No, I was not nervous. I feel like...
You never once thought you might be going?
Okay, maybe for a brief second, I was like, I'll just escape to Canada. It doesn't matter. I would totally run away.
Would you?
Yeah, I would not go to war.
I would.
Can I get out of going to war for being vegan? I won't even kill an animal. How do you expect me to kill a human being?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think they... Well, didn't Trump pass that... He passed that law that they don't allow transgenders to fight in war?
Yeah, well...
So you could just... become a, a female.
Yeah, true.
Or something, and get out of it.
I'll just let my hair down.
Yeah,
and then
just let your hair down and...
I'll sexually confuse him, and then he wouldn't let me.
Yeah, maybe you should stay back.
Like, you have long hair and a beard? What?
Yeah, and a dress. I didn't really think that we were going to get drafted, but...
I didn't know people were actually worried about that.
I don't know that people were actually worried about it, but it's just kind of, it's kind of exciting to talk about. I don't know that there would ever be even another draft.
I've heard that there would never be a draft anymore because nowadays wars are more like, there's going to be like cyber wars and
you think?
Like weird shit
so
like
that. So it requires like it's fewer not like actual bodies.
Yeah, it's not like man-to-man combat anymore. Mm. It's different. We have too much bombs and machines. It's more like who's going to press the bomb, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Which is... almost more scary. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, yeah, I don't know. Both scary. Both are scary. Because it's. I feel like it's much easier to kill somebody when you're like on a controller and you're halfway across the world than if there was like somebody with a gun pointing it at you.
Yep. Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. But we didn't go to war. Everything went. Everything seems like it went. It went
even
well.
Though it seems like,
I haven't, like,
are
heard
we, like,
about it.
Aren't we, like, always at war? I feel like people are always being
sent
out.
Yeah, that's a good
out.
Point.
You know what I mean?
We
I
have a
it.
Lot of people, like, in Iraq right now, don't we?
Yeah.
Or in the Middle East.
I don't get
so
it.
So aren't we kind of already at war?
It's weird.
I'm not sure. I feel like there's so much that we don't understand about the government. It's kind of frustrating. So that's kind of why, like, I don't, like, watch the news.
Yep.
A lot or have, like, a strong opinion on a lot of things.
Same. Even though I do have a strong opinion, but I probably shouldn't because I'm not educated.
Yeah. There's just, like, there's so much that we don't know is happening behind the scenes. So, like, do we want war? Nope. But, like, what if it's necessary?
Why can't we all
because
just,
of some reason that we can't see.
Why can't we all just bake cupcakes made out of rainbows and be happy?
Because you're a vegan. You probably can't eat the cupcakes.
Oh, you're right. Damn it. But I was quoting Mean Girls, if you know what I'm talking about.
I've seen Mean Girls.
You know the scene
I'm
talking
like
about?
I like it a lot.
Where they're in the cafeteria and this girl like yells from the crowd, like, why can't we all just be happy and bake cupcakes or something like that?
Oh, yeah, I know what you're
and
talking about.
And I'm like,
about.
That's what's up. That's
yeah,
my vibe.
That's a classic. Mm-hmm. That is a classic.
I heard, so there's been a Mean Girls theater thing going around, like musical. Where do they do musicals? New York?
I think New York, yeah. I think like Broadway, right?
Yeah, Broadway. That's the word I was looking for.
Got it.
Broadway has a Mean Girls musical, and they're going to turn that musical. So at first it was a movie, now it's a musical, and they're going to turn the musical into a movie. Doesn't that seem weird? It's like a full circle.
Oh, I see.
Wait.
Say that again one more time.
So Mean Girls was first a movie, and now it's been a musical going around Broadway, and they're going to turn the musical into a movie.
Oh,
isn't that
see.
Weird? It started as a movie and now it's going back to a movie. But it's going to be like a musical movie.
Yeah.
It's funny.
You like musical movies?
Not my go-to, but I saw Rocket Man. I thought that was pretty good.
I watched like the first 25% of Rocket Man.
And you didn't
on
like
a plane.
It
because
the
I didn't like it.
And dancing.
Yeah, but I'm not always like totally against musicals. But I didn't like that one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What about Queen?
I love that movie.
But that one
wasn't
really a musical.
Yeah,
it wasn't
that wasn't really a musical, though. Bohemian Rhapsody. That movie is sick. The ending when they're, like, playing at the thing and the concert is
yes, the
is
Live
so,
Aid.
So
the remake
sick.
Of Live Aid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It, like, legitimately gave me chills. I was on a plane the first time I watched that one, too. Mm-hmm. And I was, like, sitting in my seat, like, cheering for Queen.
And then I just got on the Queen bandwagon.
I did
too.
I literally couldn't stop listening to Queen.
And the weird thing, watching that movie when they would play his songs, I was like, I know that song, but I didn't know that was Queen. Like, yeah. I just know all these songs. It's weird.
Yeah.
He's so famous. It's so good.
It was good. And, it, like, if you, like, the performance they did in the movie was identical to the performance that he did in real life. Did you see the YouTube video where they played them both at the same time?
I've seen a little bit of it, yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, even, like, his movements were almost exact, and it's crazy.
Yeah, his movements were exact. It was down to, like, the amount of, like, Pepsi cups on the piano was, like, exact, and his exact same dance moves. That's crazy.
I don't get why they just shouldn't play, like, the actual video.
They could have. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I don't get it.
See, like, I think he would be a good one to perform at the Super Bowl.
Well, he's dead.
He probably, well, right. But he would have been a good one to perform at the Super Bowl.
Maybe his actor could.
Yeah, I can't remember his name.
Me either.
He's from Mr. Robot. We were talking about how the Super Bowl performance was, it was a little bit promiscuous,
irrelevant,
possibly. But I wasn't really crazy about it, because I don't really listen to J-Lo and...
Or Shakira.
And Shakira.
And then the other rappers.
Just like, that seems like something that was big in, like, 2005,
I know.
Right?
Yeah, like, what's going on?
And a lot of it was in Spanish.
Yep. Which is cool, though. Get some diversity in there.
Yeah,
I'm sure the people...
That's fine.
Who speak Spanish...
But they're just old songs. They're, like, really old. I was saying I think Post Malone should be on it.
Mm-hmm.
He's good.
Can't go wrong there. Lil Nas, you said, right?
Lil Nas X. That dude rules.
Who else is
big? Halsey actually would have been really good.
We decided...
I'm a really big Halsey fan.
A no to Billie Eilish.
Yeah, Billie Eilish. She's a little bit sad, I think.
Khalid is pretty sad, too.
Khalid is sad.
Khalid?
I think it's Khalid.
Khalid?
Yeah.
You can say that name so many...
The Weeknd, though. Sad. The Weeknd would be sick.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I just feel like you should have somebody who's a little more relevant to, like, today's music. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, Shakira was cool. 2005.
Ooh, Lizzo. That would be perfect.
I don't really
but
like
they
Lizzo
probably wouldn't
much.
Like all the shaking ass.
She would be, see, that would be one, yeah. Well, yeah, cool. But, I mean, just judging by the things that she puts up on, like, Instagram and stuff.
Yeah. Did you see her post today? Do you follow her?
I do, yeah. I don't think her stuff comes up a lot,
risque
though.
Risque-ass pick.
She
today.
Would maybe be, yeah.
But,
be a little
she
risky.
Would be so fun. Have you seen any live performance from her?
Mm-mm.
She's really good. You should look into her. Have you seen her Tiny Desk concert?
Nope.
Do you know Tiny Desk?
Nope.
What?
Uh-huh.
Tiny Desk is NPR. Do you know NPR, like National Public Radio?
Uh-huh.
They put out Tiny Desk concerts each week, and like this big thing on YouTube.
Maybe I did hear about that, actually.
Yeah, but Lizzo has a really good one. I would look it up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, how long have we been filming for?
I don't know.
When we started?
I feel like we've been at about an hour.
Yeah, it feels like about an hour.
We've been going long. Do you have anything you need to say?
No, we kind of just been rambling off now.
I know. We have been rambling. Yeah. Thank you guys.
I think
for...
like when we were just rambling, we should just put the credits there.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. There's only two names.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for watching. Sorry I took such a long break. Casey, thanks for coming on last minute.
Anytime. I'm always here.
I think we have somebody lined up for next week already, so we should be back on the consistent bus. You want to give yourself any shout outs right now for anybody who might be watching?
Yes, if anyone needs a wedding film this summer, I'm trying to get my wedding business kicking. Hit me up. I'm super down to film or any other filming things.
Yep.
Casey Flipson, find me.
Don't forget
Flipson
the P.
Films
the silent
on Facebook.
P.
Yep. Or just comment on this video or DM Gage or something to get my contact.
Any of it. Like and subscribe if you aren't. Thank you, guys.